NPR's business news starts with a new smartphone. Samsung unveiled its latest top-of-the-line offering last night, the Galaxy S4. The company worked overtime to transform its product launch into a cultural event. Samsung rented out Radio City Music Hall in New York, invited 6,000 guests, and as NPR's Steve Henn reports, close to 500,000 people watched live online.
If this were a show, the reviews would have been brutal. It was less a press conference than a tongue-in-cheek Broadway review. Samsung called the event unpacked, but it was kind of unhinged. It came complete with bad jokes, brassy music, and child actors.
Dad, tell me that's not true.
Hey, I'm sorry, honey. I'll get the Galaxy S4 after the presentation.
Samsung spent more than $400 million on advertising last year, and the Galaxy S3, its last top-of-the-line phone, briefly outsold Apple's iPhone. But it's impossible to imagine Apple doing anything like this.
It does the product a disservice.
With Charles Galvin, he's a tech analyst at Forrester Research.
All of this stuff is really it's a distraction, right, from the great piece of hardware and really interesting software that they've developed.
Samsung's new phone actually does some pretty amazing stuff. It translates a handful of languages on the fly. You can control it with gestures, wave at it to answer the phone, and if you're watching a video and you look away, the video will pause. The phone has sensors that measure humidity and air pressure. It even works as a TV remote. Prices haven't been announced, but Galvin says he's confident Samsung has a hit, just not one for Broadway. Steve Henn, NPR News.